KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider from DallasCowboys.com, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. What be shaking?
Well, I will admit some of us overreacted out of anger when we thought Perrion Winfrey wasn't going to make the team.
All of us, yeah.
Did that like get reported or suggested?
Yes. It got reported.
Yeah,
by
a reporter.
Yeah, it got reported by a reporter who misunderstood via Perrion Winfrey and his agent what was actually going on. And then I saw somebody float out the idea of how many cut day outrages have actually turned out to be really good players. And that's a fair point. It just felt like, I don't know, whether it's Winfrey or somebody like James Houston, I really appreciate the people who, it didn't really feel like there was a spot for them then, but by God, they like worked their ass off in training camp and they made a spot for themselves.
Yeah,
you know?
And I bet what happened with Winfrey is when he was told that Coach Schottenheimer wants to talk to you.
Right. Yes.
That his agent, he probably called his agent, and they all just assumed that he was getting cut. Right?
Agreed.
And then they played it like he was getting cut until they told him that's why you're on the team. So it was actually a pretty good story. Schottenheimer, I swear to God, he wins every press conference.
Yep, that's true.
He's a very personable fellow.
And it's entertaining. Now, hopefully, it'll be entertaining when he's coaching in a game, right?
Yeah. But people will turn on the friendliness.
Oh, yeah.
Really
it's like, okay, fine. But, yeah, can you win a game for me? You guys were on Houston. I kind of felt Winfrey had played well enough in practices to potentially make it. So,
yeah.
So both guys make it, at least now, and we'll see what happens going forward.
Now, I'm really glad that you said that, because that transitions into the next part with the waiver wire going, with the expansion of the injured reserve, with the opportunity to return. Yesterday was just phase one of a big phase, but phase one of crafting this roster, right?
Yeah, I always like to say, to especially some of the young guys, don't rush out and buy a house because, this thing's not over with until the end of the week. And they're going to keep an eye on, he basically pointed out, we'll take a look at whatever available quarterbacks out there to see if someone fits what we're looking for. Now that there's just two guys on the roster, but I assume they're going to try and get Will Grier on the practice squad, and that'll start happening, in a couple hours here?
Yeah.
So, the other thing with some of these guys that got released, meaning they're vested, if those guys are on the roster the first game of the season, their contract's guaranteed. Remember that.
Yeah.
So sometimes you're not only looking at who you're releasing and keeping from a playing standpoint, but also a salary cap standpoint. So some of those guys, it's like, okay, we're going to let you go. We'll put you on the practice squad, and then the second game we'll re-sign you, things like that. So there's a lot of moving parts. They've got two guys that after they clear 24 hours or however many hours they got to be on the roster, they'll put them on injured reserve return. And I think that's going to apply to Kalen Carson along with Phil Maffa.
Yeah.
So those guys will have to sit out four games, and then they'll bring back two other guys. One for sure will be C.J. Goodwin, and then we'll see where they go with the other one. The one guy that I looked at was Keeman Hall.
I was surprised by that a little bit.
Well, he's a fifth-year guy, though. So, he would be, guaranteed his contract regardless how long he stayed. The other thing, you've got to figure, and he could very well be a practice squad guy, because you got three elevations, right?
Yeah.
If you need to go that way with the practice squad, that at some point Carson's going to return, Revel will you know, probably get on the roster at some point. And if they need another corner, if they think Diggs is not ready to take on a full load in the game, then you can elevate somebody off the practice squad to help out from a number standpoint. So, yeah, this whole thing is not solidified by any means just yet.
Was special teams the difference for Ryan Flannoy?
It sure sounded like it.
Yeah.
His ability, although Jalen Brooks was a pretty good special teams player.
Yeah, he was.
And, you know, and he's another guy that they could, you know, if in that other spot, they could bring back and put on the roster. Because what, the wide receivers are down to five?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and then the thinking is in four games, Mingo will be ready to come back. So that's six. So, yeah, I think there's still a little bit of movement going on. I don't know if you guys saw any quarterbacks that caught your eye and said, well, maybe, you know, better than Will Grier.
Yeah, we told you yesterday, Tommy DeVito and Mike White.
Mike White was, I think, the only one that kind of caught my eye.
The one that I would have been intrigued by, but good for him, he made the roster, is I would have been curious if Quinn Ewers would have floated back out there, but I don't know how the Cowboys would have felt about having two, like, essentially new to football player to the NFL quarterbacks backing up Dak.
And a new one that would have to learn the system
too. Yes, exactly.
Right? On the run when you're not going to get many snaps in practice. Yeah, I just think it has to be a veteran type guy.
Probably.
That started games in the league that you would, you know, say, okay. And who knows? I mean, that guy could be signed to the practice squad, too. There's no limit on how many quarterbacks you can carry. So, I think there's a lot of things that still have to shake out. I don't know if there was an uproar with Mozzie Smith. Everybody, you know, thought he was going to get cut. Here's an interesting thing. And I, you know, Schottenheimer said, hey, I told him this had nothing to do with being a first round pick. But when I thought of this the other day and I looked it up, his salary cap hit for this year is just $3.6 million.
Right.
If you cut him, you're going to inherit $7.8 million in dead money. So it's almost cheaper to keep them than to let them go.
Even if you split the cost. Yeah,
yes,
you're right about that.
Even if it's, you know, it's going to be 7.8 regardless if it was all this year like a trade or if you split it over 2 years since it's after June 1st, right?
Yeah.
It's still going to cost you.
But you surely, because I fall into this trap all the time because I am a fan of this team, and I realize that is a dangerous combination. Don't you think, or you're probably used to the fan reaction of like frustration for your first round pick. You're supposed to be awesome. I'm not thinking through the financial implications of it. I'm just mad that you're not better straight away. You know?
Yeah. And when was he a first round pick?
That first year?
No. I mean, number
23.
Oh, 20. Yeah.
24, 25, 26 was, I don't remember. It was somewhere in there, right?
Yeah.
So it's a second, he's got a second round grade. Now, if you had a second rounder that you got all hot and bothered by, you wouldn't probably think as much about it. But because he's drafted in the first round, even though he had a second round grade, and you did draft a little bit about need, right? I wonder what they saw of him at Michigan.
Yeah.
Because he played, right?
Right.
So I'm not sure what happened in the transition. And I thought how Schottenheimer handled it was really good. Like, okay, we've seen flashes. Now you need to be consistent. You can't, make a play here and then get pushed back 5 yards the next two plays. You know, you got to be consistent. And then the other thing is just, if nothing else, you get a 320-pound body to put in the middle, right?
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of those guys going around, and they didn't have many other guys that kind of fit the bill. And even, if Solomon Thomas and Osa are your starters, neither one of them are 300 pounds. So you needed some big bodies in there, if nothing else.
the running back room.
Yes.
Is that, do you think that's the room? Like that's, no. That's how it's
going to. No, Maffa's going to go on injured reserve.
Okay.
So he and
I guess for like external purposes, do you think that any of those other, like those guys are here, do you think they're looking at anybody else? He said we're open. We're open
well,
for business.
Well, he said they were open at every position,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I just feel like all the work they've done, they feel they're probably
know.
Pretty confident with what they have.
I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, Javonte Williams is your starter, right?
Yeah.
You're going to keep Blue. You're going to keep Hunter Lipke.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I always thought the wild card was Miles Sanders. But, you know, they kind of like, I mean, he's showed up in a couple of practices and his speed also kind of showed up. So, you know, so you got a rookie as you're at this point third, could be second, because if you remember when Sanders was out, you know, Blue really stepped up. And he didn't just step up because he was fast. He was running between the tackles with authority. This guy can help him. Now, they just got to make sure he stays healthy. And then Lipke, which they did not show in any of the preseason games, and I hope, you know, the Cowboys are probably thinking, okay, don't say this because Philadelphia could be listening. They used him in a lot of one-back sets on the nickel offense. And it wasn't just to protect the quarterback. They were using him as a receiver and a running back in those situations. So his versatility might have eliminated somebody else from, you know, being in that room on the 53-man roster.
Yeah, and I think both Corey and I, we go back to the interview we had with Schottenheimer from training camp, and we had asked about like him battling to make a spot, and then Schottenheimer talked about like the 8,000 different things that Lipke could do. And in that moment, we were like, "Oh, okay, so he's on."
Did he look at you cross-eyed?
Yeah,
like, what the hell are you talking about?
Well, but also like at that point, we were like, "Okay, so he's on the team." Like, mm-hmm. I would be shocked now if he got cut. Well, if you hear anything, I know today is still another big moving and shaking day.
Yeah, it is.
Let us know.
I'll keep my ears to the ground.
There you go. Mickey Spagnola, DallasCowboys.com. Thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow.